Next item is subdivision 2007-27, Justice Farms LLC.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2007-27 for Justice Farms LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. The applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision with the AR1 zone. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. Subdivision on this site will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, area, roadways, or public transportation. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance. I am satisfied that this project is a superior design under the subdivision ordinance. It is a superior design because it preserves large tracts of open space totaling approximately 215 acres. With increased buffers around the outside of the project, it has a design that is consistent with the agriculture uses in the area and will have a farm-like setting with 12-acre community garden. There is also extensive tree preservation on the site. This design addresses the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code. The subdivision will have no more than 566 lots on 381.23 acres. The subdivision will be served by central water and sewer. This preliminary approval is subject to the following. There shall be no more than 566 lots within the subdivision. The applicant should form a homeowner association responsible for perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffer, stormwater management facilities, erosion, sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for school bus stops shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the subject county mapping and addressing departments. The final site plan shall contain approval of the subject conservation district for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. As proposed by the applicant, a forested buffer shall be shown the entire boundary of the project. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included with any lots. A system of street lighting shall be established. As proposed by the applicant, sidewalks will be located on both sides of all streets in the subdivision. The subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system as defined by Sussex County Ordinance designed in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Department and DENREC specifications. Community amenities on the site shall include a multi-use field, recreation courts, clubhouse, and pool. The amenities shall be constructed upon the issuance of the 188th residential building permit, and they shall be completed prior to the issuance of the 377th building permit. Any use as a campground shall comply with the requirements of the county zoning code and shall require a conditional use approval. This approval is contingent upon the approval of CU 1807 for Tidewater Utilities for sewer and water utility service to the project. And the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2007-27 Justice Farms LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision.